You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, with the news the way it is, coupled with our endlessly busy lives, it might be no huge surprise that some of us are having trouble sleeping, but some of us are even dealing with a thing called sleep anxiety. So what is it and what can we do about it? And I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Harry Barry, who's a GP with a special interest in mental health. You're very welcome.
Oh, hiya,
Thanks for
Claire,
being with us.
How are you doing?
What is it, sleep anxiety, first of all?
Sleep anxiety is where we become obsessively anxious about sleep. And you may say, well, that's not relevant. But actually, in one interesting survey, over 40% of the population are worried they're not getting enough sleep. Another 40% admitted that when they get very stressed or anxious, they're not sleeping. And then people with general anxiety that I would actually deal a good bit with, obviously have up to half of them have troubles with sleep. So, But I think the real problem is that with all this barrage of modern life and with all the information pouring out from people like Matthew Walker about if you don't get enough sleep, this is going to happen to you and this is going to happen to you. So we have ended up kind of almost becoming worried and obsessed about something that's actually very natural.
Yeah, I get worried about it when I start counting the hours that I've had and I haven't had enough, even though I don't have an issue with sleep, but I've convinced myself that, I'm not getting seven and a half to nine.
The whole problem with sleep anxiety, Claire, is that we're worried about the duration of sleep because we've been all told we have to get 7 to 8 hours sleep.
Yeah.
But the actual official amount is actually about 7 hours, 7 to 7.5 hours. But we have to, this at the heart of sleep anxiety is the CBT demand. I must sleep X number of hours, i.e. 8 hours. If I don't, it's going to be awful. I'm going to be exhausted the following day and I'm a total failure because why can't I sleep and everybody else is sleeping? So it's kind of like I nearly am talking myself into a problem. The real problem is that the more I catastrophize, say, even during the daytime, and at night time when I'm awake, the more cortisol I release, particularly my stress hormone, and that's our wake-up hormone. So in fact, what we have actually is the more we stress, the more we catastrophize, the more we... And then we get into this huge number of what we call safety behaviours. And these are the things that cause all the problems.
And, like what are safety behaviours?
Safety behaviours are rigid nighttime routines, looking at the clock all the time, having our phones there, wake-up alarms, maybe saying, I better go to bed a bit earlier because that'll help. It actually makes things worse.
Going to bed earlier,
earlier makes it actually worse.
If I,
for example, go to the weekends, maybe I'll sleep more at the weekends and catch up. And that really messes us up.
Should we not be trying, though, to go to bed a bit earlier? Is it not healthier to go?
It's not, actually. Funnily enough, a few very interesting things about sleep. Time is totally distorted when we sleep. So we all sleep an awful lot more than we think we are. We it's like we can be out for 5 minutes or we could be out for 5 hours and it'll feel exactly the same. The other thing is that our sleep cycle is very, very resilient. Do you know what I mean? So if we don't get enough deep sleep one night, it'll catch up the following night. If we don't get enough dream sleep, we'll catch up the following night.
So is your message, stop stressing about sleep?
So the trick is,
but
I'm going to give you two wonderful tips that have transformed my whole approach to sleep. The first thing is to cease demanding that you must sleep a certain period of time. Start functioning on the morning. The key is not the nighttime and all the sleep hygiene things we're all taught to do. We all know what they all are. Focus on the morning.
So what should we be doing in the
morning? Two key things that we have to do. Firstly, as much as possible, get up at the same time 7 days a week.
Right.
That's
even though people might be getting up at
5 or 6.
It doesn't make any difference.
You want them up at that time on Saturday and Sunday.
Whatever time you do, try and build in that your time clock, that sets your time clock in the brain. A thing called your SCN, your suprachiasmatic nucleus in the brain, which is the master clock of the brain. The problem is that when we muck around the master clock, it's a bit like jet lag. So if I go to bed early or I sleep late in the weekends, mm-hmm. then what I'm doing, I'm actually, it's like jet lag.
Right, so you've disrupted the whole
that's
thing.
That's the first key thing. And I've actually really tried to do that in my own life. I set a particular time and we're in the... And now, obviously, you know, we're all human beings, so within a certain radius, but try as best you can to do that. The second one is a fascinating one, that our ancestors always used light because of the huge wavelength of light.
They didn't have iPhones.
And And it comes in through our eyelids and actually hits the suprachiasmatic nucleus and wakes us up. Mm-hmm. And we pump out cortisol and we feel alert. And we all know in the summertime, we all feel much better. We get up much, much more easily and all the rest of it. So the second really secret is that you have to wake up to daylight. Now, in Ireland of the last 6 or 8, 10 weeks, good luck with that because it's been dark every day.
But there are ways to create daylight.
We have to create it. And what I do, and I suggest everybody out there does this, get your clock out of the room, get your clock away, get your phone out of the way, get all these things out of the way and put in a simple daylight alarm. A daylight alarm comes on 30 minutes before you want to get up. And it actually bursts in with all this lovely wavelength of summer light.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm starting to feel anxious. I'm not anxious about sleep, but this is making me anxious because I would be terrified that I'd sleep in.
No, you won't. You trust me like that. It's almost the two things that set your clock. If you go to bed at the same, or sorry, go sorry, get up at the same time and use daylight alarm. I use a thing called a Lumi alarm. Very simple. Very easy to use. A child would use it. Mm-hmm. I've got rid of all clocks tonight. And then what happens is I no longer worry about sleep. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I can just let... It's natural. We all wake up regularly during the night. We don't even realise it. But if I don't have to look at clocks...
So stop worrying about it.
And I trust my Lumi alarm to wake me up at that time, which it will do, by the way, naturally.
Yeah.
And the third thing, if you really want to be very good, but if you're busy and I'm sure you're this, and most of us out there really are, is try and do even a kind of a 5 minute simple even stretches or some kind of exercise
when you wake up.
All of those things seem to, I can't explain enough that if you avoid sleep trackers. Please, the first thing people come to me and say, do you use a sleep tracker? Right, dump. Do you use an alarm in your thing? Dump. Do you look at your clock every night? Get rid of your clock. Do you know?
Yeah, but you see, we're putting an awful lot of trust in this daylight clock.
It works.
Yeah. Okay. No, I accept that. But what happens if your partner or spouse isn't getting up as early as you and you're flooding the room with light? Problems will arise, Harry.
Yes, absolutely. But at the end of the day, everybody would have their own sleep pattern. Do you know what I mean?
So they will
simply just turn around and go back to sleep, you know, if that's their normal thing. But the real issue is that we are focused on nighttime routines and we're focused on trying to catch up all the time. And we're all the time demanding that we must. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to say that if we could reset this a little bit, I think it would make a big change.
Better results. Okay, Harry, I'm going to have to leave it there because we're at the end, but we'll all be investing in our daylight lights now to try and get the sleep right. Thank you so much. Thanks to all of you for getting in touch today and for listening. You can listen back on the Go Loud app. My thanks to the team, Cormac McDonagh on sound, our producers and our researcher, David O'Connor as well. Our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.